From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The man who hijacked an Egyptian passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus has now been arrested, according to Cypriot officials. It's over. The hijacker has been arrested, according to the Cypriot Ministry of Affairs announcement on its Twitter account Tuesday. Officials have identified the man as Saif Eldin Mustafa, but it was not clear what his motives were for hijacking the Egypt airplane. Meanwhile, the Cyprus Foreign Ministry said the man was psychologically unstable. The ministry's permanent secretary, Alexandros Zenon, said, "This is not about terrorism. This is about the individual action of a person who is psychologically unstable." Almost all of the 55 passengers on board were allowed to leave the plane, which was originally due to fly from Alexandria to Cairo. Visit VOA for more on the latest developments on this story. Ukraine's parliament Tuesday accepted the resignation of General Prosecutor Viktor Shokin. He has been criticized for not doing enough to tackle corruption. The move comes a day after hundreds of protesters rallied outside the president's office calling for him to step down. Last month, the Deputy Prosecutor General Vitaly Kosako resigned from his post, accusing Shokin of blocking corruption investigations. U.S. law enforcement authorities Monday say they have been able to access data on the iPhone used by a shooter in last year's San Bernardino, California attacks. The government has dropped legal action to require phone maker Apple to help them unlock that phone. It was seeking the data as part of an investigation into the mass shooting, which left 14 people dead. Apple had been fighting that order that required it to write new software to disable the passcode protection. This is VOA News.